Hey everybody, this episode, we're going to take a bit of a turn, a bit of a change in route. We're going to hit something in the culture that I think is big, and that is the dating of millennials. How are millennials dating? It appears to me and others out there that the relationship that millennials are having trouble forming and maintaining relationships. And, I mean, this does have some big consequences for the future. Well, I'm going to talk about what I see with incels, with femcels. What's a femcel? You're going to find out. We're going to talk about incels, femcels. I'm going to talk about all the 30-year-old single ladies out there, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, and all the single dudes. So, you can follow me at tstuch.com, tstuch.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Taylor Radio, TaylorRadio. Buy my shirt. I've got a funny shirt on tstuch.com, tstuch.com. It's also on Facebook and on Instagram, Taylor Radio. Follow me on Twitter, tstuch1. Like and subscribe on YouTube so I can get monetized. Taylor space Stuch. Enjoy the episode. Okay, everybody, let's jump right in. Let's jump right in like we always do. So I want this first segment to be about something that I've been thinking about again lately, and it is the dating culture of millennials. And I know that might not sound interesting, but it does have big societal impacts. I'm not talking about my personal dating life, right? Oh, I hate it when the women do this, and I hate it when blah, blah, blah. I am talking about trends and things that we are seeing develop, and what could be some possible implications here. So let's start off with the obvious. A lot of guys aren't getting laid. At least that's what's in the news. Now, you might ask, well, Taylor, how do you know this? Well, I'll tell you, because in the last 2 years or so, we have seen a large increase in the number of news stories, news articles, stories, and events that are happening based off of what we call or what are known as incels. An incel is somebody that is known as involuntarily celibate, which means they want to have sex, but they can't, they're not getting it. You know, like, they're not getting it for whatever reason. So, while incel is a gender-neutral term, it has largely been relegated to defining men who cannot get laid that are trying to get laid. Okay, now, there's probably always been some of these types of people. However, this has been a new kind of thing because we're seeing more and more, like, kind of outrage and attacks. You know, there have been some incidences, newsworthy incidences where people have attacked, you know, women or groups of people, and when they go and check their social media, sometimes they have like a lot of extensive stuff written about like women, about how they hate women, and it's a lot of it seems to be because they can't get women. So, I want to go into that for a minute here. Then I want to talk about the female side. So I don't know as much about the female side. I actually would like to interview a friend of mine and get what her perspective is. But I'll go ahead and give you what I see first, the overall picture. So we see on the men's side that this is something that's been developing. Jordan Peterson actually identified this and predicted this, which is very interesting. Like, you know, Jordan Peterson had went off the rails the last 2 years because of some drug issues, but he identified like 3 years ago in 2017, maybe even earlier. He talked about how the structure of society becomes as men are not able to find women or females or partners to get with and to maybe have family or just, you know, release the poison, how that encourages more violence from the people that can't get it. Okay, he actually talked about this in detail. He talked about the hierarchy of society, how the men at the top, the winners at the top, that are getting all of the attention from women have to figure out a way, if they want their hierarchy to maintain, they're going to have to figure out a way to deal with this situation. And that's the whole society. The whole society has to figure out a way to deal with this situation. Now, I know, honestly, it's individual men's responsibility to get this under control, right? Like, I'm not saying that, everyone needs to go out and stop running their businesses and start spending their time helping some random dude who's stuck in his mother's basement. No, but I mean, it's something that I think if you have friends or if you have kids, if you have relatives, people in your circle that you see falling into the hole of pulling back from the, socializing, they don't have a girlfriend, but they want one. Like, I think we got to push these people to be more productive in society. Now, that won't solve all the issues. I'll go into that a little bit later, but I think that's a good step forward. Actually, this is why Jordan Peterson brought up the idea of enforced monogamy, which maybe I'll hit a little bit later, but essentially, enforced monogamy was not a legal thing that he was talking about. He was talking about a cultural thing. Culturally enforced monogamy is the opposite of hookup culture. So it's a situation where men and women agree to, and it's not just women, it's men and women, generally speaking, agree to have one partner. Now, that doesn't mean one partner for the rest of your life, but it means that you're not going out and like every weekend trying to pick up somebody else, or you've got your Tinder profile with like four or five girls in it and you're just swiping and, meeting up with different chicks all the time, or with chicks meeting up with different dudes all the time. The opposite of that would be like, oh, you get a boyfriend and you stay with that boyfriend for a while, or, oh, you get a girlfriend if you're a guy or whatever the hell you are. You stay with that girl for a while. That's the culturally enforced monogamy, which has been historically what we've been dealing with in the United States and probably most of the world, with exceptions, right? There is exceptions. There's always the people at the top that have concubines, multiple wives, mistresses, whatever. But for the most part, that's kind of how it's been. Now, on the other side, the female side, there's something that's there's been a whole lot of developments. Now, I view it from a different angle because obviously I'm not a chick, I'm not a female. I don't have the same way and rhythm through life as women will have. And what I see is, one, there isn't just incels. There is a group of women that are out there that are called femcels, which are female involuntarily celibate. Okay, now, once again, I think this is an interesting term because incel is like neutral, biologically neutral. You could be involuntarily celibate and be man or woman, but incel has largely been co-opted by the media to just attack boys and men. Now, femcels is something that's relatively new and has been ascribed to women who are involuntarily celibate. Now, you might think, well, Taylor, that's impossible because women, all they have to do is open their phone and there they go. They have a man. Like, if a woman just walks into a publicly crowded area and says, I want to have sex, some guy will be there ready to help them out. Now, okay, yeah, that might be somewhat true, but at the same time, like, most women don't want to do that, right? Like, I could be wrong. From the women I know, I have had many female friends, have had several girlfriends. And so women just don't want to do that, right? It's funny, like, a lot of chicks just, they want what they want. A woman would like a particular guy for particular reasons. Therefore, just going out into the world, kind of like how guys would do it, and just saying, hey, I'm open for business, doesn't really work. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm sure some women do that. But what I'm getting at here is that there are women that have a particular view of what they would like. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's like, I'm not going to describe what those types are, but what I'm saying is that they have their preferences, just like men do. Though I think men's preferences are much more loose, depending on the situation. Now, with women, you might say, well, they could just get it whenever they want, but that's not true. And it depends on what they're going for. So, Mike Cernovich, I think, I don't agree with some of the things he has to say about this issue, but I'll tell you what. He is correct about how there's a lot of men nowadays, the top tier men, and when I say top tier, I'm not talking about like legitimately top tier in life. I mean top tier in terms of like looks, things like that. A guy that looks good, who's put together, maybe makes some money, you know, not actually talking about his real quote unquote status in society, but maybe his quote unquote, it's more or less perceived status, right? So like maybe looks, maybe he's, who knows if he's making any money, whatever. The guys that have a higher perceived status in the world today can do what Cernovich calls and other people call, you can put women on rotation. You can put women on rotation. So you can essentially, like say you're on, you don't even, I'll use multiple examples. You could be meeting women online on like a Tinder, Bumble, whatever. And you could also be going out in your social life and meeting women, right? Maybe at the gym, at your work, wherever the fuck you're partying at. So a guy that's got good looks will be able to, and you know, who's got a good build, good looks overall, because of the lack of enforced monogamy for both men and women, he will be basically hitting on multiple women at once without the necessity to settle down with any one of them, because nowadays it's not as important for men or women to stick with one partner. So the women will be like, hey, I'd like to get with this guy. The guy will be like, hey, I want to get with this chick, but I've also got four or five other girls I'd like to get with. So I'll go ahead and, you know, I'll talk to this girl today. I'll hit that girl up later, whatever. What that means is you have women that are trying to get with multiple women, trying to get with maybe a few dudes. You have multiple women trying to get with one guy. Right, is what I meant to say. And what that means is, because it's only one person, what he'll do is he'll put them on rotation. So some of those women will believe that they're actually going to have a shot with this dude, even though the guy has no intention of wifing up 99% of those chicks. He might only have an intention to wife up one of those in like 5 years. But there might be several women vying for that spot. And as a result, they're not getting what they want, right? So, you can potentially have situations where attractive women, yeah, they're getting, you know, maybe they're getting laid, maybe they're not. Maybe they're stuck on rotation with a guy that's playing around with them because they think they've got him. But in reality, he's got four, five, six other girls that he's talking to, maybe even more, who, whenever he remembers who they are, hits them up and they come over. And so women are dealing with that situation as well as, and I'm talking about, those are more higher tier looks. Okay, so when you get back into the average of the pack of, and I'm talking, you know, men and women, when you get into the average amount of, say, like women, for example, they might be on Tinder or Bumble, especially right now in this coronavirus lockdown. You might get a bunch of like decent looking girls, women, going after the top tier guys. And the top tier guys are guys, they're horny, so they're going to talk to them maybe anyway. They might open up some chats, match with them, bullshit around, but really they have no intention of meeting these girls. So these girls are ending up, you know, maybe matching with guys that really have no intention with getting with them. And then as a result, the average dudes that would be meeting up with the average girls are not matching with them because the average girls are trying to go after the top tier guys who are just playing with them. Does that make sense? It's a whole fucking weird thing of mess. And I'm trying to kind of sort it out. But basically, in terms of looks, when I say tier, I'm not talking about like, you know, the whole package. This is actually one of the problems with online dating in our current culture. Because in reality, to figure out where somebody kind of is in society, you got to get to know them. You know, I mean, you could see a guy online or in a social situation that doesn't necessarily stand out to you. When you get to know that person, they could be a really wealthy person who doesn't like to flaunt their situation. Could be a good-looking person, but keeps to themselves, introverted. You know, maybe has, you know, you don't know about people until you get to know them. But in our current dating world, it's very surface level. So everybody's going basically for looks and perceived status. What I think is happening with a lot of women that maybe consider themselves involuntarily celibate, which I don't think there's a whole lot, but I think there's a set of those, and then women that maybe just aren't getting the relationships they want, I believe what we're probably seeing is a lot of the average-looking women are going for the better-than-average-looking men. Because they think they're reachable, especially in this online age. And then, and when I say average, I don't mean strictly average. I mean around the average. And then on the other side, with the men are missing out on the girls that would be, or the women, that would be more or less in their category. But now they're having trouble getting with some of those ladies because of the perceived status difference. Right, because those ladies are going for the higher perceived status guys. Those guys are playing with the other girls. It's a mix up. It's like there's a mismatch in the supply and the demand. It's there. The supply and the demand is there, but it's being misallocated on both spectrums. Now, I also want to point out about the age difference. I think this is affecting ages of people differently as well. So, with what we are seeing a lot of is in the current environment, we are seeing a lot of younger guys that are in this incel range. Okay, now of course you can have probably guys all across the spectrum that are in this category, but it seems to be mostly like younger guys, like probably late teens, early and mid-20s, who are really struggling in this area. So Dr. Drew, who has brought some interesting insights, says that he gets calls, he hears this talk from women, from guys, from all over the place, that there's a lot of young guys nowadays that engage in what he calls quote-unquote stalking behavior. Now, this isn't what you would traditionally think of as stalking behavior. So usually when we think of stalkers, we think of people that are like following your ass home, waiting for you to like go to sleep and peeking through your window. No, what he talks about as stalking behavior is somebody who, like a young guy or a guy, wants to get with a girl. So he asks her out, or maybe he kind of like lets his feelings known, but not really. And he just is always hanging out with her, right? If she's like, hey, you know, you want to help me do something? He's like, yeah, sure, I'll help you put your desk together. And, oh, I'll help you clean your car. And, oh, you do need help with your homework. Or, oh, you want to go out to lunch and just talk about your feelings. Those are guys that are in the stalking behavior range, according to Drew and according to some people that talk nowadays. I don't necessarily totally agree with that, but I think it's an interesting observation that there are lots of guys that are basically just following girls around like puppies, is the best way to put it. He talks about how this is becoming more frequent. We're seeing more and more of this behavior. Now, what's interesting is me, I'm a 28-year-old guy, and what I am seeing is a huge growth of single women in their late 20s and early 30s who are like, let me just say this. Some of the people that I have talked with over, you know, over the last year, who I can realistically date, if you would have asked me, oh, do you think you could have dated an attractive 30-year-old? If you would have asked me that like 5 years ago, if that really would have been in the wheelhouse at 28, I probably would have said, no, probably not. But there is a huge amount of single women in their late 20s, early 30s that are trying to find a guy to settle down with. And like I've seen some dating profiles where like they're like, hey, I want to find a husband. I've seen multiple where it's like, want to have kids, want to get married, all of this. And they're like 29, 30, whatever. And I'm not saying that this is they're horrible people. This is a bad thing. But I will say this, it's not easy. It's not an easier situation, right? Like, it would be easier to find a guy. If you're an attractive lady, it would be easier to find a guy to get married to and have kids when you're 25 versus 30. Because you're probably going to look better when you're 25, right? You probably have a little bit more time on your hands as well. See, people underestimate totally what's happening to us millennials is nobody realized, and I think this happens to, you know, maybe a lot of generations, but, you know, I've always been working my butt off, so it's different, but I didn't expect this. Because I work so much, it makes it that much harder to find somebody to go out on a date with. And that is, I think, happening across the board, men and women. They're single late in their late 20s, early 30s. What's happening is there's a lot of there's like professionals, doctors, lawyers, HR managers, whatever, and they're looking for husbands. They want to have kids, or they don't want to have kids. They're just looking for husbands. My point is this, is that is extremely hard to do that. It's much harder to do that when you're a 30-year-old woman, 32-year-old woman, versus when you're a 25-year-old woman. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm saying is it's more difficult, okay? And we're seeing a bigger amount of that. So what I think is happening is in the current dating culture, younger men are having an extremely difficult go. And I think slightly, and I don't want to say older because they're not, but like women in their late 20s and early 30s, I think, are also having a really tough go, because now there's also, you also got to think about it from the perspective of having a kid. If a lady wants to have kids, if a lady wants to have kids, then if she's single at 30, that is, I would imagine that is a stressful thing. And I say that because, so I'm 28, and me just thinking about my future, I'm like, oh, I want to do this in a few years, want to do this in a few years. I'm like I'm 28, and I'm like, okay, I kind of got to start, like I still got time, especially as a guy, I don't have to have all my shit figured out quite as early. But it's like, I'm like, hey, I kind of feel the pressure's on. You know, the pressure's on. So I would imagine for like a 30-year-old attractive professional woman that they probably would feel that there's a bit of pressure to figure out how they're going to solve their problem of finding a guy, a decent guy, who they can get married to and have some kids, or at least have a kid. And once again, I do want to have a disclaimer here. I'm not saying that, you know, women have to have kids, right? I mean, that's a personal choice. And it's like, hey, if you legitimately don't want to have kids, then don't have them. But I think it's a particularly interesting issue in our current time, because I have personally observed this, okay? I am not making this up. I have seen women who have, I'm not old, I've just seen, you know, some people around me that have passed the age of being able to have a kid and desperately tried to do it when it was too late. Like, went all out, balls to the wall, pardon my language, balls to the wall, tried to have a kid, but they were like too old and it was just not good. I've seen that, and there's some interesting, you know, you find interesting stories about it. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. Well, I don't understand because I don't have kids, so I don't know how hard it is. But I understand from coming from a big family that raising kids would be extremely difficult, and it's not like an easy thing. It's just one of those situations where you can't go back and change it. That's the problem with this life that we have. We cannot go back and change things that are too late. You know, it's like once you break your back, yeah, maybe you can do something about it, but it's like you can't go back and just act like it never happened. You know, once you're dead, you're dead. Once you pass certain milestones in your life, there's no going back. And so I think that's why it's important, you know, this whole situation's important. And, you know, I know some people might be like, ah, this guy, he's a dude talking about women's things and he doesn't know what he's talking about. I get it. I think people should talk about it. I do think that our current dating situation is completely screwed up. And I say that from, it's just interesting. Like I said, I'm seeing articles and I'm hearing about guys that are not able to get anything. And then at the other end of the spectrum, all of these women that are not able to find their partners. What it looks to me like is nobody's finding partners. Nobody is. And I'm talking like, I follow, it's very interesting. I follow some attractive women on social media, like on Twitter and on TikTok. And I mean like, you know, 28, 29 years old. And people give them shit for not having a boyfriend. Or sometimes they'll bring it up themselves that they don't have one, but they don't go into it. Like they don't say, woe is me, I don't have a boyfriend. It's just, it kind of comes up sometimes in the social media sphere. And I find it fascinating because I'm like, wow, like this person is really attractive and like has obviously a super cool personality and is successful. Like, why is she having problems finding a guy? You know, like, why is she having problems finding a dude? Like, that is so fascinating to me. And so this isn't just guys that can't get laid, because I think women, it's easier for them to get laid, but I think it's right now, it's harder for them to find relationships. I think a lot of women right now are running into guys that just want to screw, and then guys aren't even running into women to screw. So there's a huge, like I said earlier, there's a mismatch. The guys are looking to get laid. A lot of women want to get in relationships. And it's just not, it's not working. The situation ain't working. One reason I made this episode today, I'd been thinking about it a little bit because, like, I just see it. I see it. For one, I'm addicted to social media, right? So I see it on social media. You people are talking about it all the time. And so I see it. Also, you know, like if I'm swiping through the dating apps, I see it too. Like on the dating apps, like I said, you know, I'm involved and I see, like, I'm like, damn, what is this chick doing single? Or I'm like, whoa, what is going on here? This is absolutely fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Some of the things that you see, like also there are videos people make on TikTok about dating when you're 30. Now I don't look at those hashtags, but one of them came across my page, my For You page, and I just thought it was so interesting because it is a phenomena. It is a phenomenon that we are dealing with in the current age. People are dealing with this situation, and they're, you know, what's interesting is before coronavirus, last year, there was a string of articles that came out about millennials being like lonely and depressed. And I would say for myself, last year was a bit of maybe more rough than some previous years. But I can say that that really made me think about my situation. But it was interesting to read that, hey, in general, millennials just aren't really getting, like, the relationship thing isn't happening like we thought it was going to happen with millennials. And what's fascinating is, like, if I go on my Instagram or Facebook, there are a lot of people I went to high school with, either a year older or a year younger, in between, everywhere in between, 1 or 2 years older, 1 or 2 years younger, that are single. That you just, it's like, whoa, there's really something going on here. There is a very, very large percentage of people in their late 20s and early 30s that aren't, not just aren't married, but aren't, don't even have a relationship. Like, it's not even, like, the marriage thing is, you know, years down the road. You know what I'm saying? And so it makes me wonder about what this could do to the marriage rate in the country and the rate of family formation, because it's like people, a lot of people are only looking to date and they're like 30 years old. Or they're 28 years old, they're 27 years old. And it's like very interesting to see. So anyway, yeah, so this has been something that I'm seeing a lot. Also, it was funny, right before I made this video, like yesterday, the day before this video, before I made this episode, there was a video from Roaming Millennial. I forget her name, Lauren Chen. And she is a more conservative leaning personality on YouTube. And she made a video about this. And she's made a couple over the years, but I thought it was interesting, especially at this point in time, because I had also thought that this was becoming more of a thing at the moment, especially with coronavirus. I think the coronavirus situation is exposing the inability of people to form relationships in a way we hadn't seen in the last couple of years. Because I'd say probably in the last few years, there's been so much hookup culture has been just had such strong momentum. A lot of people weren't sitting back and saying, oh, I'm lonely because I can't meet with this person, or I'm lonely because I'm not hooking up with strangers. Now, because a lot of people have had to sit in their homes, I think a lot of people have realized, oh, damn, what am I doing? I'm out here trying to spray, but like, I don't have anyone that I can rely on. You know, for men and women, I think, are thinking about that. So anyway, that's my rant on millennial dating for today. Like I said, I think this is a really big topic. Because it's like a whole demographic situation here. What do you do when your whole population of young people cannot form relationships? And of course, I'm exaggerating. A lot of people are getting married and having kids. It's just there's a lot of people that aren't, and it's surprising. Anyway, that's all I got for today. You can follow me at tstuch.com, tstuch.com. I finally got some damn merch up on the website. Check it out. It's a shirt. Joe Biden on it. It's really funny. Anyway, you'll see when you check it out, if you check it out. Check out my YouTube. Like and subscribe so I can get monetized. It's Taylor space Stutch, T-A-Y-L-O-R space Stutch, S-T-U-C-H, something else. You can follow me on Instagram, Taylor Radio, T-A-Y-L-O-R Radio. Follow me on Facebook, Taylor Radio. You can follow me on Twitter, T-Stutch1. TSTUCH1. Thank you and have a great day.